Howdy doody there. I am back with Charlie Hoidle, and today we're going to have a podcast on how the United States should address genocide. What is happening where is something someone might ask. Genocide has happened and is happening all over the world. In World War II, there was the Holocaust. In 1994 was the Rwanda genocide. 2003 to present is the Darfur genocide. In 1992 to 1995 was the Bosnian genocide. After the Holocaust, we said never again, but we obviously failed at doing that since these genocides have happened after. We have failed as a developed country to protect the human rights that are promised to everyone. We need to take action in Darfur before more lives are lost, and we need to prevent further genocide. My claim was that genocide is taking place and we failed to fulfill our promises of never again. With option one, we could take action to stop and prevent genocide once and for all.
As Connor said about what's happening where, he explained that very well about how we said many times that it would be the last time for the genocide, yet it hasn't. And my claim, although from this, is that we should only intervene when U.S. interests are directly threatened. And one of my reasons is because I think it's a lot safer for the United States. Like, just for example, in the Rwanda genocide with our video on it, the Belgian peacekeepers that were sent there by the UN to help protect the people, they were murdered by the Hutus. They were taken captive and murdered. And if the United States would have sent in peacekeepers like that, then that could have happened to them. And the United States always wants the best for its own people over anything. So putting them in that kind of danger or potential danger is not something that we would want.
See, in my opinion, if we have much more firepower than many of the countries that are going through genocide, because many of the countries going through genocide are in either financial crisis or don't have their minds there right, if they can't figure out genocide isn't the proper thing to be doing to solve conflict. I said my first reason, with option one, we don't need to take full recognition of state sovereignty if they refuse to agree with inspections or to prove that nothing like genocide is going on. Two examples would be in Rwanda, we waited to take action and we kind of ignored the genocide because we didn't want to disrespect state sovereignty and invade them, and we didn't want to take embarrassment from losing lives. But this let the genocide go on for much longer, and if we intervened quicker, we would have had a lot of less casualties from that genocide. And another example would be in the Holocaust, when several years before we took action after the genocide was almost completely over and getting hidden up by the Nazis, we had aerial shots of the concentration camps, but we couldn't guarantee that they were concentration camps, so we never took action or intervened or took further inspection on those. And that was because we respected their state sovereignty, but after doing that and respecting their state sovereignty, it led to over 6 million deaths that we could have prevented.
Yes, I know you want to help prevent a lot of that genocide, but my second reason is that it shouldn't really matter. Like, if the U.S. isn't directly affected and we don't get anything out of it from helping, like resources, money, or like anything like that. Because like in the Rwandan genocide, when the U.S. was like somewhat involved, Rwanda's like such a tiny, like small little country, and they're kind of weak and poor and don't really have anything. So they have really nothing to give. They're kind of useless in a way because they're so puny and like poor. So in my opinion, we shouldn't like worry about those small countries. But if it was like one of our bigger allies, like bigger countries in Europe and such, then we should help out then. But for the small little countries, we shouldn't worry about that. And we especially need to worry about U.S. safety. And as long as we're out of threat initially and none of our interests are, like, directly affected, then we should just stay, like, completely out of it.
See, I see that you don't care about everyone's human rights.
No,
I the ones we've got, we get benefits from. But another reason I have that option one is the way to go is we don't really rely on anyone or anything that could be holding us back from stopping the genocide. An example would be in this option, we declared that we wouldn't join the ICC because it could hold us back since it has a set pace at stopping genocide and it can stop us from intervening at the earliest points of genocide. Another example would be when taking no hesitations due to state sovereignty, we don't need to take an expensive route to follow through with our plans. So we don't need to take more in-depth and more planned out route. We can get in, stop genocide before it gets too big and before they have a bigger army, I guess, to go against us. And a last example would be in the Rwanda genocide, when Carl Wilkin stayed in Rwanda on his own, knowing he could die, but he did it to save lives since the U.S. wouldn't take action. He tried to get the word out about the genocide, but we didn't listen because we were too worried about staying out of it and keeping our peace like we would with option four. But because that it costed many lives, and if we didn't, or if we just took action, we could have saved lots of our UN members and lots of lives in Rwanda.
Alrighty, I see how you feel, but in my opinion, sometimes helping out is definitely not the move. So, you dear listener, you may choose your own opinion, but here's ours. Thank you for giving us your ears to consume your time with for our opinions. Adios.
Thank you.